The word of the Lord given to Daniel, as recorded in chapter 12. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people. And there will be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. During our Advent time, especially during the midweek, we've been following a theme, and it was in our children's program, Arise and Shine. And it indicates that there's a timing of things. If you're an NFL football fan, you might recall that there was a change in the rules. They used to have, it was called a two-minute warning. And all the clock was kept on the field, but now they've allowed the time of the game to be posted on the scoreboard. Now we have all these huge digital screens, and you can see the replays and, you know, the current activity, and you can see when the cameras have focused in on the crowd, but you see that clock. And sometimes, because, you know, the ref has his watch, and of course it's not quite like this one, but he's got the time on the field, you'll look to the scoreboard, not just for the score, but you'll look for how much time is left. Well, there's a practical side to that two-minute warning, because the commentators will talk about, you know, the drill that teams practice again and again and again. When it comes down to the wire, how can they move the ball from here to the end zone in so much time? And they've got this worked out. How long does a play take? And if it's a long pass and completed, or if it's a short pass and the player needs to get out of bounds, and they've got all that worked out. And I think there's maybe a lesson in there that they learned from Daniel. Daniel talks to us about time, about our focus on time, and how we endure time. The good news from Daniel is that God has a time plan. It was set before time began, before time was created. It even tells us in the scriptures that before the foundations of the world were laid, God knew he would send his own son. So God had a plan. And for us who that plan benefits, we would cheer. Yeah! But then, we're sort of like the kids that get to hear, we're going to take a trip. And the kids go, where? And they go, Disney World. But we live in Michigan. And Disney World is in Florida. How are we going to get there? How long will it take? And so we're excited to go from Michigan to Disney World. For how long? You're in the car. And the question is, together, are we there yet? Yeah. And we didn't realize that this trip would have to be endured. We were all in favor of getting there and going there. But what it took to be stuck in traffic around Chicago, and what it took to be stuck in traffic around Atlanta, which I think is worse than Chicago, what it took to, and all the stepping stones we don't like. Well, Daniel tells us about God's time plan, and he tells us there are things we are not going to like. because it is going to involve spiritual battle. It is going to involve us facing temptation, trial, persecution. The scriptures is full of all the ugliness of the journey. And there are times that we, like kids, will say, during the trip, I'm not sure it's worth it. And we would rather go home. Daniel tells us the time is soon. It's almost as if the clock has now said 2-minute warning. But you know, and I know that soon is very relative as to how we endure time. You're at the doctor's office and you go to the front desk. My appointment was for 9:30. It's now 9:35. And you're already wondering, when am I going to get seen? And how do they say? The doctor will see you soon. It's now 10 o'clock. You are taken back to the examination room. They do the initial stuff. And then the person that leaves you in that room says, and the doctor will see you soon. You see, we have, in our own human perspective, defined that word soon as sometimes as it's not worth waiting. Daniel helps us. For we who are impatient, for we who are frustrated, for we who are clock watchers, and we wonder, how much more, Lord, are you going to allow to go on? And all the things that a person can experience simply because we are Christians living in a sin-filled world. And Daniel tells us that there will be this conflict, this toil. In fact, he describes it, a time like nothing else. And then he tells us that Christ will come. And he tells us about the change, about when Christ comes, all those who are alive in Christ, all those who are alive will be judged. All those who have passed away, those who are asleep with Jesus and those who have been passed into judgment, they still have a body resurrection, but it's not great for them, for they too continue in their judgment for their absence of faith. And it reminds us that we have a mission until that time. For the clock has sounded, the alarm has sounded, 2 minutes. Pay attention. And the game plan for the church, as you heard it, is that we are to shine like the stars. We are to shine in a world of darkness. We are to shine with the message of God's grace and the power of that grace of God. We are to shine with the mercy of God and the love of God. We are to shine in a world that is confused and is having difficulty finding its path, has chosen many ways to get to that path of what they think will help them. And it all falls short. Daniel reminds us that instead of being clock watchers, we are watchers for the return of the sun, but not to stand like this all day long and do nothing else, not your chores, not cleaning the house, not your laundry, not taking care of the lawn like this, not working at your job, making an income to support the family. No, we are not to stand like this. Instead, we are to be about, as Jesus said, the Father's business. We are to be about sharing the gospel. And if you know about time, like I've experienced time, and you have a job, and it's slow, and there's no customers, and the phone doesn't ring, and no, you didn't get a nap, okay? You know that the day feels longer. because you've been watching the clock and you've looked and it is now 8:30 and it took forever to get to 8:30 toward the end of Pastor Wing's sermon. And it, you know, and now it's 8:31, just in case you wanted to know. But when you're busy, when you're doing the work that's needed, you're supposed to do, sometimes it's the work you like, time passes so much easier. When you're in pain and you can't get it stopped and you can't do anything, you can't function, time seems slow. The message of God through the prophet Daniel is to help us to endure. It is awesome opportunity for you to be busy. Busy living and sharing God's love until the time when the Son of Righteousness returns. And then we will have that eternal light and the eternal joy of what we're celebrating in Christmas. For unto you this day in the city of David is born Christ the Lord. And one day it will be said, and unto you this day Christ comes. And in a blink of an eye, everything that we've endured will be no more. And in a blink of an eye, everything that God promised will be fulfilled. That's worth journeying, right? That's worth the trip. It's worth the glorifying God. It's worth the walk by faith. It's worth holding on to. It's worth our focus. It's worth our service. It's the greatest ever news that we can hear. To God be the glory. Amen.